Hello, my beautiful Improve It peeps. Welcome to the show. Quick housekeeping reminder before we get into today's episode. If you have not signed up for our newsletter, let's make it happen. I want to hang out with you. I want to get to know you outside of these earbuds. So our newsletter is a newsletter that comes to you every Wednesday. It provides you with the cliff notes of this show. So instead of getting out your pen and paper, putting it in the notes section of your phone, you've got an email with all the cliff notes. It also provides you with our Fail Friday newsletter, which is an email full of fails, awakenings, insights, and laughs for the week. I promise you it will end your week with a smile. Check out the link in our show notes or go to my website, itserindeal.com. Scroll to the bottom and join today. Now, let's get into today's show. This month on the show, here is our intention. Brrr, ease. I just took a deep breath because when I think of the word ease, it makes me feel, for lack of a better word, at ease. It is a great theme to come off of because August, our theme for the month was abundance. Abundance and ease go hand in hand. When you lead an abundant life, you are living a life of love versus a life of scarcity and lack. You feel like things are flowing versus like things are pushing and pulling. And this is why I am so excited for today's guest. Our topic today, busy brain. Dr. Romy shares her top mindfulness techniques for stress management is truly on par with this theme of ease. Dr. Romy is a board-certified physician, award-winning wellness speaker, and the founder of Brain Shift. She brings together over 20 years of authority in neurology, integrative medicine, and mindfulness to deliver programs and create cultural change. She also speaks and consults for Fortune 500 companies, professional athletes, and global associations. Her expertise is featured in the national media such as NPR, NBC, TED Talks, and Forbes. Find the cure for your busy brain at drromy.com or at Dr. Romy on social media. And guess what? She's also the USA Today and Amazon best-selling author of The Brizzy. Let me say this again because this is a tongue twister. The Busy Brain Cure. She's a proud STEMinist in stilettos. She'll talk about that. And she's always forged her own path. When she entered neurology, less than 5% of brain doctors in the U.S. were women. Contributing to research in women's hormones and brain diseases, she is also the first physician to become a chief wellness officer in corporate America, further solidifying her status as a trailblazer. Okay, as I mentioned, if you want the notes, the cliff notes, go ahead, get on our newsletter list. They will come straight to you. Otherwise, get out a pen and paper. Dr. Romy is giving us all the answers and more. Get ready to be blown away and improve yourself and your life by adding more ease to it with this insightful conversation. Without further ado, let's get to improving it with Dr. Romy. Dr. Romy, I am so excited you're here. Welcome to the Improve It podcast.
Erin, hello on behalf of all the STEMinist Nation. It is an honor to be here.
This STEMinist Nation gives me joy. And also, you have given me so much grace. Before we hit record, I keep it real with my Improve It peeps. Technology fail after fail. And I just love your energy. I love your vibe. I'm so thrilled. I know the peeps, that's our audience, are going to just relish in your wisdom. So let me just start off with our intention. Our intention for the month of this show is ease. So So let's set an intention, knowing that that is the show's intention this month. Let's set our own intention. What is a word that you want to use to guide our conversation today?
Raw.
Yes.
And authentic. You know, I don't have the opportunity often, and I want to say this out loud to all of your listeners, which I know is mixed gender and my audience as well, is how often do we get two female thought leaders who work, you know, and consult in corporate America together? You and I were discussing prior to us starting, we both share this in common that we are keynote speakers. I'm blessed to say I'm an award-winning keynote speaker, work with Fortune 500 companies. We are recording this podcast in 2024. I still often find myself the only woman in the lineup or on prep calls and really thinking to myself, like, they would not have said this to me if I was a male speaker. Even my bureau that represents me are like, we can't believe sometimes the questions clients ask you, including, Dr. Romy, are you going to be okay? The audience is predominantly men. And I'm like, good God, like, really, really? So to be here with you, to have this raw conversation of our brains and our teams and all things thought leadership from the raw angle of having a STEMinist online. Yes.
Yes. Amen. Let's bring up that raw. I love the word raw. And when you said it, okay, I live near the ocean. It made me think of like raw seafood. And I have to tell you, okay, I don't know what, there's just something about getting down to like removing all of the layers, removing all of the accoutrement, if you will, and just being real and authentic. And I love that.
Yes.
And I'm so here for that. And I want to talk to you too about ease, because ease, my team and I always come up with intentions for the show. And when we were thinking of an intention for this month, ease just came to mind. What comes to mind when you hear the word ease?
I think of the pushback a busy brain in today's world is automatically going to give. I write in my book, now a USA Today bestselling, The Busy Brain Cure. Yes, another STEMinist moment. But I write that as high-achieving, success-driven professionals, if one more person tells us to slow down or go with the flow, we'll run over them with our wearable tech and our designer shoes. So yes, there's amazing pushback automatically. And that's why you want me in this month to talk about ease. Because if ease is triggering a listener right now, or there's like this, ooh, goose flesh, like crawling under your skin, cringe feeling, this episode is for you. Because yeah, that's a busy brain at work. That ease does not mean I am shelving my ambitions, that I am shelving my goals, that I no longer want to be successful. Ease means that I am taming my busy brain so that what I want to achieve is clear and linear, and I'm not going to sacrifice my health for it.
A to the men. I gotta just tell you. I literally
A to the woman. Yes.
STEMinist unite. Okay. Yes. I literally got kind of a full body chill when you said that. And I felt that. And here's something so funny. The universe always does little tricks to show up in funny moments. So right before I came in here, I have this sign. It's like a little, you know, just like a bookshelf, little tchotchke, and it's teal, which is my primary life color. And it says, go with the flow. And right? And so yes. Here's what was happening before I came into this studio. My go with the flow sign was turned around in the opposite direction. It was probably my 5-year-old who did that. And I had a little giggle to myself because I was like, I'm not going with the flow. I'm turning this back around. I this is how it's supposed to look. And then I walked out and came back in here. My watch was on backwards. And I just had another little laugh to myself because I thought, you know what, Erin, when you let go of this need to have everything perfect, you are still achieving. I love what you mentioned when you gave this definition. Like, you are still getting things done. You're just doing it with more clarity and with more precision. And me turning around my sign and me turning around my watch wasn't necessarily me having to be an overcorrector, over-perfectionist, or holding on. It was more like, I'm going to achieve something and I'm going to take a step back. It was just a funny reminder as we came into this conversation because I'm thinking about ease and just stupid little things.
Turn the sign back around. You've got Dr. Romy on the show. And by the way, like, please know to the audience, in addition to the amazing bio that Erin read, and thank you for honoring my credentials, you know, in my journey of healing, I am a registered 200-hour yoga teacher. I practice meditation mindfulness. I'm trained in mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. And I live in the real world of high-achieving leaders and professionals like you do, Erin, and like all of the audience. And this term, go with the flow, somehow has been misused. And I think that's why I really want to address it, because as someone that has been researching chronic stress, burnout in success-driven professionals for almost a decade now, in myself and my journey and for my book and the work I do with companies, is this go with the flow kind of means I'm going to hit the pause button, or I'm going to slow down. And it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other, where you're moving so slow and you lack ambition, or you're not going to achieve your goals, or the other extreme is you push yourself to the edge of burnout and busy brain in order to achieve success. And to your point, part of the having a busy brain, and you and I will unpack that in a second, is this perfectionism procrastination tendency, right? And that there is a middle where I live and where I teach with the Brain Shift Protocol, is that I want you to succeed. I want you to live your life to the fullest and follow your dreams at every age, but not living at the edge of burnout. And there's a way to do that.
Okay, we're going to talk. We got to unpack this, because this is what everybody here is waiting for. I want to start with your journey, because as I was researching you, it was so fascinating. You had a burnout moment. You had a life-changing surgery. Tell us about what led you to this research, what led you to this book.
I'm not just here because I'm a brain doctor and a chief wellness officer. I'm here today, Erin, because I know what it feels like to walk the halls of work in a really dark place and feeling very alone. And people could see that literally from my face and my posture and my energy that I was suffering. Not a single person asked me if I was okay or that they were there for me. I will never forget that. And people were gossiping about me in the hospital. At this point, I'm not only a doctor seeing patients, I'm a professor doing cutting edge research, teaching medical students and residents, and really struggling. And all they were doing was gossiping behind my back. And that pushed me further in a dark hole. So if anybody listening today is in that place, I want you to know Erin and I are here for you. This conversation is for you, and you are not alone. In fact, send one of us a message on Instagram or LinkedIn. You are not alone. Now, I want to backtrack. This was going on in the late 2000s, right? And back then, we didn't have terms like mental health crisis in the workplace, or burnout wasn't even in the vernacular in the world of psychology and medicine, let alone in the public. I just felt like someone had a remote control to my brain. And on rare days, I was focused and girl on fire, and other days my brain cells were on fire. And I was like, who has the on-off switch to my brain? Like, I can't focus. I'm frazzled. And I kept pushing myself. And I'm here to tell you what I learned firsthand. Chronic stress will cause physical disease. Chronic stress can kill you. It almost killed me, and I should have known better. I am a brain doctor. That is why I'm here today. No job, no life goal is worth sacrificing your brain, your body, you know, or your life.
Dr. Romy, I can relate to you on so many levels. There have been many episodes of this show that peeps know. I had to go through my own healing journey, and it was exactly what you mentioned. And I had dis-ease. I had chronic pain in my back and shoulders for 2 years. And it wasn't until I unpacked those hidden emotions, stress, anger, judgment of myself, people-pleasing, all of the things that I had to unpack, And that is what took the pain out of my body. It wasn't a chiropractic crack. It wasn't a surgery.
It wasn't a supplement.
Exactly. It was the emotional journey. And so I'm so here for this conversation. And I know so many leaders out there have similar stories. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing yours. And I hate those naysayers about you. I want to go back in time and say, look at her now, because you're crushing it.
You know, I will say that's what has driven me my entire life. I I'm the first woman now of many in my family on both sides, my mom and dad's side, to achieve a college and graduate degree and this level of success. I feel so honored and thankful for my mom and dad being an immigrant's daughter, and English is my third language. And I grew up in the United States in a small town in Illinois in a public school system at a time where girls were not tracked into science, technology, engineering, math, and medicine, but we were told to take a typing class and home economics. And sister, to this day, I don't know how to make no pancakes.
I burnt frozen pizza last week. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I literally did.
But you know, here I am and can say I'm somebody that creates organizational and cultural change. And that is it. And so I entered neurology at a time where less than, 5% of the brain doctors in the US were women. And I had a calling, and I think that same calling now is at scale today. And it's an honor to be of service to men and women. So I say that not because I'm wearing just the wounds, but that my entire life and career, I've been in the room with only men. So I understand how both men and women's lives and brains and societal expectations work, regardless of gender identity, I want to say that. And here we are having this conversation. No one is immune to this. And also, don't tune out of this podcast episode, because Dr. Romy Real Talk, Erin and I are not here to tell you to eat berries and breathe and go with the flow. Like, that no longer works. I've been researching the negative impact of chronic stress, busy brain, and burnout in a post-pandemic world. And I'm here with the solution.
Oh my God. Okay. We're getting to the solution. We're getting to it. I have a burning question before we get to the solution, please.
Ask anything.
Because I was looking at your journey to get to this place. So you are a neurologist, but you also traveled the world researching mindfulness techniques, holistic practices. This is a burning question this is a selfish question. What was your favorite place that you visited and your favorite technique that you brought home with you?
Okay. I'm going to quote Star Wars. If you or any listeners is a fan, only Sith speak in absolute. There is no favorite, because in mindfulness, to me, picking favorites or only one is a form of judgment. Mm. I want to honor all the global healing traditions and the global healers who, from a place of open-hearted compassion and their brilliant intellects, offered me healing. I really want to say that. And this was all throughout East Asia, South Asia, South America. Just so blessed to have that. And somewhere along the journey was that aha moment of, oh, Romy, you're not here on this for just yourself. There is a different way to approach your brain and mental health patients. And I think that's what, so if I had to learn one important lesson that was guiding from all of these healers, it was that whatever they did, it was embodied in compassion, that they just oozed the compassion out of them. And that is who I constantly strive to be as a leader, as a female founder, as a chief wellness officer from stages, giving keynote lectures and some of the largest stages in the world, that if anything, you feel healing in that moment from compassion.
Oh my gosh. I am so grateful you exist. Can I tell you that?
Thank you, sister.
Truly. And I feel the compassion in you. As I went through my own healing journey, I had a lot of healing to do, and I met with a lot of doctors. And I'm going to speak for myself, and I'm probably speaking for a lot of our listeners too. I found, and I have many dear friends who are doctors, I found in the medical profession that there was a very small handful of medical professionals who cared about the mind-body connection.
Agreed.
And that holistic approach is just, it's full body healing. It's mind body healing. And I'm so grateful you exist. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
You know, I agree with you, but I also want to say, Erin, and I hope we can still be besties after this. I used to be that doctor prior to getting sick.
Yeah, of course.
That is a symptom of our broken healthcare system in America, but I feel hope because I started this journey back in 2010 where there wasn't a yoga studio on every corner or meditation apps or channels on YouTube. And today, you know, we see that it is slowly making its way into traditional medicine. And more than 65 medical schools have integrative medicine fellowships. So it's getting there slowly. We won't judge, right?
You're right. It is.
And I think, sadly, most doctors have to go through what I did to understand the importance of the mind-body connection. But, you know, the system is what it is. It's why you and I are having conversations, because who's ever listening needs to know that. I want to backtrack to something you were talking about earlier about the physical pain you had. You had to heal your mental health around it and mental well-being, you know, converting anger into compassion as an example. That is not just woo-woo for anybody listening. There is actual science behind this. And that is what is weaved through my book. And the field is known as psychoneuroimmunoendocrinology. Repeat that three times. It's a tongue twister, right?
I know. My eyeballs just went, oh God, yes. But yes.
Psychoneuroimmunoendocrinology. There is actual brain science of psych, your mood and your thoughts, how that affects neuro, the structure and function of your brain, and how that affects immuno, your immune system in your entire brain and body, and endo, your hormones. There are 50 hormones in the brain and body that govern every organ system in our body, from your lungs to your digestion to your reproductive system, like everything. And so there's actual science behind this. So, you know, when people talk about ease or go with the flow, what if I say I'm here to scientifically break it down for us rational folks?
That is exactly what I want us to do. And this is what you're doing. And can I just also say, give you gratitude for that judgment piece? I loved. Thank you.
Yeah.
I needed that.
You're welcome.
That judgment should not, you know, and I'm working on that. I am working on that. But that right there.
We all are.
Yes.
Every podcast interview, somebody will say, what's your favorite book? Or what's your favorite this or that? And I'm like, you know, thank you for asking. But again, only Siths speak in absolutes. And if there's any other Star Wars geek out there that's listening, like, give us a shout out. And if you're a single Star Wars geek, hey, my aunties are like, yes, he's ready for a second husband, you know?
We'll get the email, the Instagram, go in the DMs, do all the things. Send her your favorite Star Wars Giphy, okay? Or meme, your favorite Star Wars.
I love that.
This is amazing. Okay, you're so fantastic. And I feel like, again, universal love, compassion, all those things. I'm so glad that I found you. I'm so glad that the podcast airwaves brought us together, because this conversation is so valuable.
Same, sister, same.
Let's talk here about the connection between the busy brain and leadership stress.
Yes.
What is the first step a leader who's listening today, who is nodding their head, could take to find more ease in their life?
Okay. I want to start with what a busy brain is. A busy brain has nothing to do with your schedule, your email inbox, or the 24/7 toxic news cycle. That's the external world. The busy brain has to do with my internal world, the airport traffic control tower that is in all of our brains, known as the hypothalamus. And a busy brain is when we're chronically pushing ourselves under chronic stress towards burnout to succeed. These symptoms occur. A difficulty focusing all the way to adult onset ADHD, number one. Number two, low-key ruminating anxiety. And number three, difficulty falling and staying asleep. It looks like this. You need to be jacked up on excessive amounts of caffeine or a stimulant like Adderall to get going all day. You're having difficulty focusing with the multiple screens of technology and messenger channels popping up in front of you. You're anxiously overanalyzing. You heard this podcast. You're going to stand on self-care and self-compassion tonight, but you go home and you can't take the edge off. You keep wanting to check your work emails and your work phone, and you're like, let me have a glass of wine or three, or if you don't drink, some bougie overpriced supplement from an Instagram influencer because you don't want to admit you clicked on that ad out of desperation. And when you put your head down on the pillow to fall asleep, there are 72 warring conversations going on in your brain. And the least important, most toxic item has hijacked you from your sleep. It is making you think like you are the biggest failure on the face of earth because you forgot to put face powder on before this podcast interview, right? That's it.
Okay. I feel called out. I feel seen. I feel heard. Okay. This is me, Dr. Romy.
And all men and women do, right? And then the second thing is our gift to your audience, and it is on my social media. I want you to get a brain score. You know, Erin, most listeners listening, we know our credit score. We may even know what our target goal for our retirement fund is, right? By age X, you should have X money. Why shouldn't you know your brain stress score at all times on a month-to-month basis? We have a free test that we used in the research for our book called the Busy Brain Test. Please take it and get your brain score today. Because this isn't just some fluffy conversation. I am an analytical brain doctor and chief wellness officer. I need data. So get your own data for your brain.
Yes, I saw this on your website. It takes 10 minutes, correct?
Not even, three.
Not
three
even,
minutes.
Okay.
We do this in the middle of our keynote lectures and people are sitting there and most leaders listening right now, they're going to be like, oh, Erin, Dr. Romy, I'm fine, but I know a member of my team that needs this. No problem. Both of you take the test because most leaders are shocked when they see their score. And you want a score below 30. A score above 40 means you now have this neuroinflammation and a busy brain and you're trending towards burnout. And guess what? There's healing. There's help. So we're going to do that. So that's number one I wanted to unpack. And then I want to get to your question of busy brain and how it affects leadership. Okay. So this is the woo-woo part that is based in science of psychoneuroimmunoendocrinology.
Mm-hmm. We're ready. We are ready.
There is a vibe. I want every leader to close their eyes. And I want you to think of that one work colleague or member of your family that when they walk in the room, the energy drops. They feel sad, so you feel sad. They are constantly angry or pissed off, and they bring that negative vibe in the room. Can you think of that person? I'm going to hold compassion for them in your life right now. Now I want you to think of that person on your team that their charisma and energy walks into the room before you do. You want them in a presentation. You want them in the room at a networking event because they just exude joy, the company values. That is energy. When I am going to use myself as a leader, have a busy brain, my energy is dialed down to a low energy channel, my brain. That energy is infectious in the room. It is going to affect my leadership. There is no such thing as fake it till you make it. Whoever came up with that, like seriously, hold my garbage can while I puke in it, you know? And for Gen Z and millennials, there is no fake it till you make it, but it's like, let me be polished and put on another 5 filters on Instagram and match face. Yep. None of that. That's the fake it till you make it. No. I want you to get your score and think of the energy you bring in the room. And this is contagious because if you have a busy brain, no matter how much you grit your teeth and smile and be like, hello team, we're going to go over our outstanding Q3 sales goals today. That negative energy is infusing in the room. And nobody knows, like, hey, I, Romy, may have a personal problem going on. Everybody's hair stands up on their flesh and they're like, God, am I about to get fired? That's the energy you bring in the room. That's a busy brain and how it can negatively impact culture.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. And I have, I wrote a book as well. I have a character called Upset You. This character is exactly what you're describing. Okay. Exactly. Erratic, stressed, no intention towards their day. Literally that energy. And I was upset you. So this is a true story. Literally.
And we all have upset you days, by the way. Yes. We're human. Yes. I'm human.
But I would say the majority of mine were. Like I would say 350 out of 365, maybe 15 of those I was on vacation, you know, I was that. And I would walk in our office, this small office in downtown Chicago, with that energy. And it would ruminate this small, tiny room with no windows, by the way.
Horrible.
And thank God my team is still with me today. They sat through that experience. But I will say, I know that to be true. And I know that that energy infected and impacted that room. So how can we mitigate that? What are some tools that we can do? What is step one?
Step one is to get your brain score and face reality. And I call it then facing the three evil aunties in your brain: judgment, rejection, and projection, right? Judgment is, I'm not the one with the problem. You are, Erin, right? Rejection is, I don't know, is this a validated neuropsychology test? Yes, by the way, it is. I don't know, Dr. Romy's just making that up. Can I really trust her? She's a woman doctor. Yeah, I hear that all the time. That's why STEMinists arrive here. Number three is projection. Well, I wouldn't be having a bad day, Erin, and negative energy had you done your job on my team, right? That's projection, right? So that's step one as we face that, right? Step two comes right in the heels of that. And if you put your email in the Busy Brain Test, we email you the part of the protocol that's in the book. This has all been researched, is we need to get your airport traffic control tower, your hypothalamus, your circadian rhythm restored in your brain. We give you the steps to do it. And by the way, we designed this and gamified this because we do this with teams for a living. Is you can download a sheet for free, and there is a point system and a challenge that everyone can do. And please give an award to the most creative pictures, the people that get the most points. You're going to be cleaning out underneath your bed, like all the fun stuff. And we recommend supplements as well on what to take in that. And I will tell you, is we researched this protocol, by the way, Erin, in over 1,000 executives that we were, you know, researching. And it was really fascinating that CEOs or CHROs and chief people officers, at the end of about 2 to 3 weeks, they'd be like, Dr. Romy, what is it you're doing? Because like all of a sudden, the people with the most negative energy who were complaining or fighting on their teams are all getting along and everybody is happy. That's what happens when you start to heal a busy brain and do the brain shifts.
Okay. And this is all in this download. This first, we take the assessment.
Take the assessment for free. And then step two, you get the sleep challenge. Yes.
Okay. And then step three, we have to put it into motion. It's up to us to put it in motion.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I wish I did this prior to this conversation. I'm doing it immediately after. We'll put the link to this in the show notes for everyone as well. I want to talk about how you mentioned it changed the culture. So once people started to get this busy brain under control, how it affected the culture, but how does it affect productivity?
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about this. The direct link to being chronically stressed. The more stressed we are, the less productive we are. There's an inverse direct relationship. So much science published on it. You talk about it often, Erin. But what I want to give an example is when I or you or any leader listening has a busy brain, a score above 40, especially, the brain sees everything as a code red emergency. Every Slack message, every email, every to-do list item. And then we have a difficulty prioritizing it. And then the busy brain gets stuck in anxious analysis or perfectionism. And one of the things that happens when we heal a busy brain, we're able to sit with individual leaders and their subunits or teams and say, you know, personally and professionally, what's an emergency? So an example, Erin, in my business at the BrainShift Institute, what's an emergency? We have a pretty powerful tech stack from my keynote lectures, and we run this 8-week protocol with teams. And if something happens that at one point the server, the multiple systems are connected, goes down, that's an emergency on my team. Like, we need our SOPs in place to contact our vendors and work with that, right? Every team should know that. But what happens is when you have a busy brain, something like, hey, Dr. Romy, you got a message on LinkedIn and somebody wants to talk to you about a speaking engagement, feels like a code red emergency. And that isn't it, right? So really, the most practical thing I could tell you is imagine if your own brain can now start easily coding red yellow, green. Red is an emergency. Yellow is something urgent. I need to take care of this day to this day. Like, I'm a chief wellness officer in a big organization. If my CEO reaches out via text or email and says, I need to chat, that's pretty urgent. I need to get back to them same day, right? And green is those daily tasks that you either have to do or delegate. But when you have a busy brain, you're in code red, and something really simple like a daily task, you feel like it's an emergency and you have to do it, even though you could probably delegate it to another member of your team.
Oh my God. Okay. This is so helpful. So helpful. I want to ask you, this is again, no dumb questions, just dumb people, but I want to ask this question because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at you, and I feel at ease. Like, literally, this raw conversation that we had felt easy. It feels like you're flowing through your day. How do you start your day? Do you have a morning practice that you put into place to get to this place?
You know, we're recording this podcast. It'll be released later in one of my busiest months, you know, for speaking and consulting. I'm in about 1 to 4 cities a week, and I'm getting on a plane 4 hours from now. And I will tell you, this is I practice what I preach in the Brain Shift Protocol. I protect my sleep at all costs. So it isn't about the morning ritual, but what happened the night before. And you're going to see in weeks 2 and 3 of the protocol, to the best of my abilities, I am not perfect, is I practice week 3, the digital detox before bedtime, and take the supplements that I recommend in the book that have been scientifically researched, because, you know, I'm crossing time zones and I'm sleeping in hotels and not in my own bed often. And we protect my sleep at all costs. So I really want to know that it really has to be a good reason for me to take a red eye flight or get up in the middle of the night for a 5, 6 a.m. flight, you know? So I want to start with that. People ask about a morning ritual, but that's it. You know, second most important thing I could tell you is like, could we make those tacky $10 alarm clocks that are at Target or Walmart trendy again?
Oh yeah.
And replace your cell phone so that, and then the alarm, I actually prefer the one that helps your circadian rhythm, so the light goes on and gentle music, because if you have one of those, like I call death bell alarms, you know, the death bell alarm, you're in a deep sleep, having a romantic dream, and you're like, oh my God, is my building or hair on fire? Like, you've set your brain up for that. And so everything that I see and I listen to and I touch in the first 5 to 10 minutes of my morning, I want it to be, to use your word, ease. Mm. Yes. Right. I and so really, I'm blessed that my dog and I are on the same circadian rhythm most days. And, you know, he's my four-legged alarm clock. Before my circadian rhythm alarm clock goes off, or when the light starts kind of shining in the room, he wakes up and he's that gentle pat next to my bed. Oh. His dog bed is there. And I just intuitively wake up and he gets a good morning massage. Like, it is so sweet, right? And so that is it. And it's something that simple, right? And now, I have the luxury to meditate in the morning, but Lord, there are a lot of working parents on this call that are like, no. So I do that at night. And in our protocol, we put the sound healing at night. So hopefully your work emails are, you know, out of the bedroom, your children or elderly loved ones you're caregiving for are, you know, sleeping. And that is the time to do that. So I really make an effort to the best of my ability that I do not look at a digital device for the first 30 to 60 minutes before I go to bed.
So awesome. I'm trying this, just so you know, I've been trying this for the past
couple
weeks. It's so hard because my reward to myself at the end of the day is a show. Like, I'm watching Hacks on HBO. Okay.
What are you watching?
Hacks, which is...
Oh, okay. I need to look this up.
Oh my gosh. It's the best show. It's a comedy. It's a show about a comedy, like a female comedian.
Oh, yay.
And it's beautiful. It's one of the most best written shows, but that's my reward at the end of the day. I get to watch the show, but then I go to bed an hour later.
No. Okay. So here's the thing I tell people is, have a schedule block where you take a break you know, to read the news headlines for the day or whatever's in your industry. Like, I'm always keeping up on health and wellness news, right? And organizational wellness. So have that time, have your personal social media time, and then have your binge watching. Like for me, I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, season 3 of Bridgerton just dropped.
Okay.
I watched it once for the drama. I need to watch it again for the outfits and the tongue-in-cheek comedy and like just all of it, but don't do it before bedtime. So put it in your schedule. Like, we're disciplined. If I had to schedule a call with other leaders on my team, we do it. Just schedule that. But that hour before bedtime, you're going to read the research in chapter 9 of the book. I was previously chief wellness officer at Evolution Hospitality. This was a company that managed hotels that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I took their top 500 leaders and said, no digital devices 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime. And instead, do something that calms down your sight, your hearing, your sense of smell, taste, touch. I do my dishes before I go to bed, and then I walk Raja outside so we both get wind down time. And then I take a shower before bed with, you know, lavender scented body wash and body oils. It's just relaxing. And that is my bedtime routine. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I forget to take off my makeup. It's one of those days we all get tired.
Yes. Yeah. And that happens to the best of us. You're not alone.
Yes.
Okay. This is helpful. And 30 minutes seems much more doable to me than 60.
And then once you start with 30, it goes to 60. And if these colleagues could do it and it transformed their productivity, their happiness at work, their stress levels, and it is still the most requested program they get is, Dr. Romy, we want to do the 21-day digital detox again.
I love this. Okay, I'm getting my assessment. Everyone get your assessment. Is there anything we have not covered with the busy brain that you want to make sure people walk away with?
Yeah, that weeks 5 to 8 are about restoring your focus and your daytime energy. And in that, we give you a lab slip for you to take to your primary care doctor. Now, Erin and I both have been dancing around the rarity to find doctors that are trained in integrative functional medicine like myself, and it's really expensive. And that was bothering me. I wanted to make this cure accessible to everyone. So this lab slip, if you are listening in the United States, these labs are covered by U.S. health insurance.
Oh,
labs.
Amazing.
Right? My dream is that this brain shift lab slip is in primary care doctors' offices all over the globe, because the book has come out in 8 additional languages this year. But we really want people in the United States, where the burnout rate and stress is really high, to get these labs. You will read the story of Kelly in the book, who begrudgingly joined our 8-week program with her company. She was an award-winning sales leader who was ready to quit because her doctor told her, you're just an anxious, tired mom. You need to probably give up your job and focus on your children. She went and got these labs done, and her thyroid was completely out of whack, as is for 1 in 8 women in the United States. And they saw it, that it was so extreme. And remember, her only symptom was a busy brain and anxiety. They did a thyroid scan and found stage 1 cancer. Thyroid nodule, thyroid disease is rarely caught that early. This protocol saved her life. I cannot tell you how many people go to get the labs and they find news of things that can be fixed. And most people only present with, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm stressed. I'm anxious. I can't sleep. There may be something underneath going on. So that is my message. Chapter 16, the lab slip is there. It is on the companion website to the book. Download it. It could save your life. It could save the life of a team member.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I'm so happy you exist. I'm so happy. I truly am. Take that in. You are filled with compassion. You are so beautiful in the way that you express the love for what you do and your passion for it. And this was the most raw conversation. I'm so grateful. And okay, just quick reminder, if you are a Star Wars single fan, okay, reach out to Dr. Romy, send her a little fun meme on Instagram in the DMs, or we'll put all of the links to all of your things in the show notes. I just adore you. I think
my aunties thank you and say, we will give you a weight in gold if you get married, Erin, from a proposal from your podcast. Thank you, Erin. You are healing the aunties' busy brain.
Busy brain. You doing this? Okay, so I have to tell everyone before we go. I told you this. We use improv comedy here at Improve It, and you were like, "Oh man, I tense up." You are a natural. You are a natural improviser. You're just doing it without even thinking about it. The label makes you know From that there. Was beautiful. So. Thank you. I am so grateful you were here. We're going to put the links to your assessment, all the ways to find you in the show notes. What is the best way our people could find you?
I'm Dr. Romy, R-O-M-I-E. That is my website, Instagram, LinkedIn. If you have a question, once you take your busy brain test and I want leaders to be healed, and please reach out. I am here to be of service. I don't want you sitting in a hospital bed like I was, wondering where did I go wrong in my life? And last but not least, I want to leave you with this reminder. I am here and I care, and you are not alone.
You are amazing. Thank you, Dr. Romy.
Thank you.
Okay, my friends, I could have talked to her literally for 2 hours. She is a wealth of knowledge. And here is your homework for today. Go to her website and take her busy brain score assessment. It is a 4-minute test to discover if your insomnia, anxiety, and ADD are due to a busy brain. I just took my test. It took literally 4 minutes. I just received my results. And if you want to know, I have a brain drain. I scored between a 30 and 39. My energy is drained. Okay, there's more to unpack here, but there's a full email with a protocol at the end of the email to help you shift your brain from busy into ease. So my friends, that is your homework. The link is in the show notes. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, and if today's show moved you, please share it on your Instagram. And if it really, really moved you and you want to ask a question, send me a 5-star review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Truly, your review means so much. It helps us bring more amazing guests like Dr. Romy to our show. I'm so glad you hit play on today's episode. Be proud of yourself for showing up for the only person in your life that matters the most incredible human being, you. I'm so proud of you. I want you to keep failing, keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.